Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Through many dreamlike islands in the dark blue sea.
Love that song. That is taken, of course, from his last album, or his latest album rather, 100 Snow White Horses. We Come in the Wind, the inimitable sound there of John Spillane.
We're talking about lunchtime and suppertime theatre, continuing in the Cork Arts Theatre right now. That's what's happening this week with The Humour's Abandon. It's written and performed by Margaret McAuliffe and directed by Stephanie Preisner. It's a multi-award winning drama set in the heady world of competitive Irish dancing.
And that can get really competitive.
Oh, I know. I remember my cousins when I was growing up, we'd go and visit them in Ross Gray and County Tipperary, mm-hmm. and there were like a whole wall was just covered in medals.
Medals and trophies.
Yeah.
Somewhere for the knee socks and somewhere for the wigs. And, you know, it's very intense when it kind of gets to that high competitive level. So rich pickings and material for Margaret McAuliffe and Stephanie Preisner to work with. So the setting of the story basically is that on the eve of the Irish Open Championship, we meet Annie, who's a 16-year-old Dubliner, and she charges through the various successes and disappointments of her Irish dancing life, taking us into her mind-numbing commitment. That's not me, that's in the script here at the press release, but her burning desire to win the Irish Open title. Will she win? And if so, in what way? From the confines of every parochial hall in Ireland, Irish dancing champions are churned out at a massive rate. Medals and cups in drawing rooms and river dance swells, national pride. But the public aren't privy to the blood, sweat and tears that pave the way to the podium.
Now, we are told that The Humour's Abandon is a coming-of-age story, that it's full of heart and humour and wisdom, and it's for anyone who had a childhood passion that threatens to overwhelm their life. So you do not want to miss this hilarious account of the trials and tribulations of Ireland's competitive Irish dance scene. It was winner of Best Theatre Script, winner of the Little Gem Award in the Dublin Fringe Festival, also in the Dublin Fringe, nominated for Best Performer. So there are plenty of accolades and tons of stars when you look at the press release here. So lunchtime and suppertime this week, and it also includes food, so make yourself available to get there, time to eat, and then sit down. If it's lunchtime, arrive at 12:15, show starts at 1, suppertime 9 o'clock show, so get yourself there around 8 o'clock to tuck in and get ready then for a little bit of competitive theatre.
Yeah, what they're doing with the supper is, instead of serving supper before the show, they have the show at 8 and then you have wine and tapas
after the event.
After the show, it's set at 9. Very, very nice. And you can also, of course, go to the show either at lunchtime or supper for just €10 per person, which means they really are trying to make it accessible to everybody and give you lots of options. So they are. So wishing them all the very best of luck with that. It's a super season, once again, of lunchtime and supper theatre. Here's Mick Flannery and Susan O'Neill from their album that just blew everybody away, not just here, but around the world. Love this track, Chain Reaction.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.